Welcome to today's interview, folks. I'm Mike Adams with Brightown.com. You won't be seeing me here. I'm not in the studio today, but that's okay because you're going to want to see our guest, who is Zach Voorhees, best known as the Google whistleblower, one of the most important minds and voices fighting for your freedom, for truth and transparency in America today. And he's got some breaking bombshell news. Let's talk about the Trump trial, this rigged, obviously rigged trial, you know, corrupted system that has convicted Trump of 34 so-called felonies. And the context is that Congress has a secret fund. They've spent $17 million paying off mostly women who accuse members of Congress of inappropriate sexual conduct. Congress has a special taxpayer fund to pay off those women. They've spent $17 million. No member of Congress has ever been charged with a felony or any crime for paying off all those women. But Trump is convicted of 34 felonies for engaging in essentially a non-disclosure contract with Stormy Daniels. What's your take?
Yeah, so it's really weird. So first off, it's not really clear that he even had sex with Stormy Daniels. She's denied it six times. And she said that she also said that she denied it without any sort of payout. So who's lying, right? Second of all, they are counting the felonies in a way that should terrify everyone, right? So if the check is signed, doesn't even matter if it's signed by Trump or not, right? They're still counting it as a felony against Trump. If that check is cashed, which it was, that's the second felony. And then if it was written down in its ledger, that's the third felony. And so add them all up together, right? You get 34 felonies, and he was convicted in all 34. Now, I've got a different opinion on this whole case, that it seems to be different than everyone else on the right. And I'd like to share that.
Please do. And
it's this: everyone's pointing out at the judge and the jury and our corrupt legal system, and no one's actually asking any questions about how did the defense of Donald Trump perform. And that is actually a really interesting question to ask Grok AI, right? Because it aggregates all of the different opinions out there and comes to a thing. And it, like, if you ask it point blank, like, was the whole fight thrown by Trump's defense? They'll say, well, I can't say that. And so you say, well, come up with a list of reasons why Trump's defense could be interpreted as having thrown the fight. And then that breaks it through, and it just gives you the list. And essentially, it's not like a couple points. It's like every single step of the process, they just completely dropped the ball. Not objecting to jurors, not bringing up witnesses. You noticed that this trial started. I thought it was going to go for a month, and it was like over in a week.
Right? Yeah,
The reason why it was a week was because Trump's defense attorneys didn't really call any witnesses. They didn't even put up a fight. They had a weak closing argument. And the worst of all is that, according to the opinion out there that Grok was able to pick up, the defense attorneys were mean to the juries and were toxic to them, right? So, okay, well, now that makes sense why they got 34 different convictions. Like, every single one was a conviction for felonies. They had toxic defense attorneys that dropped the ball in every single aspect of this case. And I'm like, okay, well, it seems very clear to me that Trump's attorneys are in on it. What does Trump have to say about these attorneys? And he's not talking about his attorneys. And that is a very disturbing thing for me to think about. Why isn't Trump laying any of this blame? Because you could talk about the rigged courts or the judge. The people most responsible for this rigging were Trump's own attorneys. And no one is bringing this up on the internet. I think I'm the only one. And I hinted at, because I'm scared to death to talk about this, because it's clear to me that this is, this seems like a psyop. And I've seen this before in another big case, right? Like, you know, with Alex Jones, his attorneys gave, and I might not ever go back on the show after saying this, but it's the truth. His attorneys gave the prosecutor all of the text messages, right? And it's like, what? Why is this happening, right? And so,
even more than what the court asked for,
right? Right, exactly. They just dumped them all. And oops, we dumped them all, right? And so he lost. I see the same sort of thing with Trump. I've been kind of going on a black pill rage recently as I keep on discovering all this stuff that appears to be fake and scripted. I also want to talk about Julian Assange because
let's finish with Trump.
Yeah.
Going down that rabbit hole, I've even said in a podcast that it seems like this is all being scripted to make Trump the hero. Like we're watching a World Wrestling Federation match. Trump's going to be the victor hero now, and that everybody's going to shift over to Trump. Trump's going to get into the White House, and then we're all going to be subjected to like Zionism censorship. You know what I mean? Or something along those lines that, you know, because Trump is not actually a pure pro-liberty guy.
Right.
Not in a Ron Paul sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not necessarily in agreement that Trump's going to win it. Because there's some very disturbing things that I've been tracking. One is the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah. So, I've been asking myself, like, we're at the 50% threshold, and I've been asking myself, well, when are they going to pull the trigger on this? And well, you know, the perfect trigger is going to be in this election cycle. Let me explain why. So Trump is convicted now of a felony. Now, you'll remember before he was convicted in a congressional trial, but those aren't real trials. Those are fake trials outside of the judiciary system. And so when the Colorado Supreme Court tried to kick Trump off the ballot for the Liz Cheney conviction, the Supreme Court stepped in right away and said, nope, this is outside of the law. You cannot remove someone that's been convicted in a congressional trial, right? And so now what we have is we've got the Stormy Daniels payments. Now he's a convicted felon with 34 felonies under his belt. So guess what the swing states are going to be able to do? They're going to be able to say, okay, well, he's a convicted felon. We're going to take him off the ballots. So if that happens, okay, and it might even just be an insurrection, but I think from what I heard, they're going to try to do it with this felony count. Yep. If they take Trump off the ballot, then what that puts into play is this interstate compact,
right?
Because check it out.
Then he can't get 50% then if he's not even on those ballots.
Well, yeah, like if he gets taken off, like let's just say New York, like let's say Trump gets taken off from the New York and he loses all of those votes from the citizens of New York, right? Like maybe New York was going to go blue anyways, but we can't look at it from last year's election. If he loses this New York, right, he's going to lose a sizable chunk of the national popular vote, which right now doesn't count for anything, but under this compact, it does. Okay.
Right.
So imagine if New York and maybe some other swing state got in there, took them off the ballot, or it doesn't have to be a swing state. It could be a completely blue state, right? They take them off, they deny him the red votes in a blue state. And so now let's say you've got two swing states that are like, you know what? Yeah, we did go for Trump, but the left controls the governorship, the executive. And so what they do is that they decide to steal all of the votes of their citizens and slide them over to Biden.
Yeah, I could see Michigan doing that in particular.
For example. Yeah. And so, you know, and this makes sense. Like, okay, well, why did they want Trump to lose? Why was his defense all rigged? Why is he not caring about it? I think that they're setting up for a major, major plot turn. I think there's going to be, I think they're going to institute a crisis. And I think that what they're going to do is they're going to steal a whole bunch of votes, like in the open. Like before it was like, oh, this is a conspiracy theory. And now it's going to be like, oh, we can just steal the votes because we're going to assign it to the national, the national popular vote, which is artificial and rigged because a bunch of states took them off the thing. That's
right.
Going to be the most destabilizing thing to our election system in my lifetime.
Yes, and clearly.
Yeah, clearly, right? Like, oh, we're just going to take your votes, moving to the. And the lefties, of course, will support it and because they hate Trump. They think he's Hitler. And so what may happen is we get into, you know, if Trump wins, he's going to be very weak and wounded, but he's going to have so much trauma from this stuff that the right will just be like, do whatever you want, Trump. And we may have a clearing of the deep state if that were to be possible. Another thing is that, if Biden ekes out a win, we could be looking at a political purge. There's rumors that there's like 200 Republicans on a list for being neutralized, not necessarily killed, but put through a rigged system and then convicted and then forced to resign.
like Senator J.D. Vance, for example.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Ken Paxton, I mean, look, the Bush regime, which is still very much active in Texas, already impeached Paxton, and he barely survived that. But they took him out of power for 6 months or whatever the time was. But by the way, did you know that the day that he was impeached was the day that my legal team was supposed to meet with him in Austin to get Texas on board with our lawsuit?
Yeah, that it's incredible. I know that Jason Fick was also doing something for that day. And so it's like they took him out at the exact right time to prevent whatever could have happened that day.
Yeah, no, Jason Fick is on our team. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, he and our lead attorney were scheduled to meet with Paxton that day. And we got the call at like 8 a.m. Paxton's been impeached. It's like... See,
make this stuff up, man.
Yeah, you can't make this up. There are no coincidences in this.
Yeah.
So, all right, but what about also, do you think that the deep state might try to run a bunch of false flag operations to blame Trump supporters, to say that, Trump supporters are now instigating a nationwide insurrection? Because that's the narrative they want.
Yeah, well, look, you got this Patriot Front, which is a Fed op, right? And they're basically shadow washing, like, really good ideas. Like, if you listen to the guy, the founder, it's bizarre, right? Like imagine a villain that, like, ate children, and he comes up and he's like, what do you have to say for yourself? And this villain would be like, oh, I believe in equality and treating everyone under, equal protections of the law so that we can all have equal prosperity, right? Like, that's the analogy of what they're doing with this, Patriot Front guy. I'm not even going to, even make the direct sort of analogy because I'm afraid someone's going to get a soundbite and be like, oh, he supports the Patriot Front guy, whatever his name is, right?
Right.
But, and I'm not going to give him that sort of thing. But it's weird because it's obviously a Fed op. He's saying all the things that are actually ironically good for the country, but they're doing it under some sort of Nazi banner flag the Feds control, or proto-fascist thing that the Feds control. And so I think that, they're bringing they're rolling this sort of Fed op out because I think that what you could see is you could see sort of a right-wing version of Antifa kick off like out of nowhere in the last, 3 months of this whole, election cycle. I think they're going to try to do that. I think they're going to try to blame, they're going to paint all MAGA supporters as terrorists.
Clearly, they're going to try that.
But yeah,
this is why we keep emphasizing, and I was on with Alex earlier this week, Alex Jones, and he kept repeating, no violence. We have to do this peacefully. We have to do this lawfully, but no violence. And I think the conservatives so far have been very disciplined about that. But like you say, the Patriot Front, Fed Front group, they're always wearing masks, of course, so you can't identify them. They'll set something off and blame Trump supporters.
Yeah, we'll get hit by it. As far as a pandemic, everyone's worried about, the next pandemic. It's too late for that. We're in June almost. If they were going to kick off some sort of pandemic round two, that would have been done, around February. So I think the clock's run out on that. I think it's really going to be a bunch of psyops for the election cycle this year.
Well said. All right. Zach Voorhees, everybody. Don't disconnect there, Zach, but let me just wrap this up. Thank all of you for watching today. You can repost this interview on other platforms. We're putting it first on Brighttown.com, our free speech platform. And be sure to check out Zach Voorhees' website. The main site is just Zach, what is it again?
ZachVoorhees.com.
ZachVoorhees.com. Okay.
And go to americasdigitalshield.com if you want to see the bias that Google is pushing in your state. It's quite amazing.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you for all that, Zach. You and I should do more because with our combined knowledge, we get into areas that we can't touch in a lot of other interviews. We just don't have the depth of knowledge with other people.
We've got archives of latent spaces in our brains.
and we are lighting them up every time we talk. All right. Thank you, Zach. Have a great day. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right. Take care. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill, and that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down, and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the IOSAT product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called shieldarms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds, and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10%. Off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now,
Continuing with some more preparedness items right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to Brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's Brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel, incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, this is, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with, and then we've got some other really amazing. This is, oh, that's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you can check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like Brighteon.ai or Brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just Brighteon.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. Now, look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discreet, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now, because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brightown.io platform. But together, we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of HealthRangerStore.com, as well as Brighteon.com. Take care.